Welcome to Marvelicious Toys, hosted by Justin and his amazing friends, Arnie and Marjorie. We bring you news and reviews of Marvel toys, statues, and more, because not all Marvel collections can be bagged and boarded. They're not just toys, they're Marvelicious.
Hello and welcome to issue number 26 of Marvelicious Toys. I'm Marjorie.
I'm Arnie.
And I'm Justin.
We found toys! It's exciting.
Lots of toys.
You know, it's honestly a little bit frustrating. The toy collecting has been very Sisyphean lately because it's like we get a wave and all of a sudden it becomes a little bit of pressure because it's, I gotta find them, we want them for the show. They're hard to find figures, and it's one and done in a lot of cases, especially with some of the re-releases and the variants, so it becomes this big thing to find them, and when you find them, it's like, and I usually get about 4 hours of that when a text comes in from Justin, I just found new 6-inch Iron Man figures, and then I start again, and then I find them, and I'm like, now I can roll 6-inch Captain America, are you bleeping kidding me?
Aw, poor Arnie.
I think that's the sickness, though, because I felt the same way. You know, I'm all excited about finding the 6-inch Cap figures, and I'm like, awesome, I found them. I get them home, I open them, and next thing I know, I'm like, all right, well, that was cool. I've been looking forward to those for about a year now, and gave me about 5 minutes of sheer joy, and I still love them, but now I'm looking for the next thing. So it's part of the illness that we all deal with.
Well, why don't we talk about some of the stuff that we have found in
the Spectacular Store Report.
So I was kind of dumbfounded when I walked into Walmart the other day and actually saw they not only shipped some more of the team packs, but they had shipped the ones that I figured would never make it to retail. Those being the Future Foundation set and the Guardians of the Galaxy set.
I'm surprised you found those, too. I have not seen any sign of them at all. Our Toys R Us just got the team packs in, and all they have is Fantastic Four. They have 6 Fantastic Fours.
I noticed that, too, at a Toys R Us. I wonder if they got a different case assortment there, because it was a bunch of them sitting there with, you know, like, maybe one of the Thor packs, the Avengers packs, and that was about it. But, yeah, I mean, even though they had them, I was excited to see them, but I had already, you know, I got that pack from Hasbro Toy Shop, like we talked about, both of them actually, that and the Guardian pack. But it's good to know that they are shipping, which means this line is doing pretty good.
See, I was disappointed because Toink Toys in Chicago had put on eBay the 3rd variant of that Fantastic Four pack, the one with the translucent leg on the Invisible Woman. And I snatched that up, and I have reason to believe that is a real set, not a Photoshop job. And so I was really excited, and I got home, and I opened it up, and Freedom Foundation, which I had just won on another eBay auction.
So they mislisted it?
Yeah, they put the wrong photo on.
Are they taking it back without any repercussions?
Well, fortunately, our podcast enhancer just so happens to need a Freedom Foundation.
All right, well,
so
that works
it all
well.
Works out.
Yeah, it works. Yeah, that one had me a little concerned. I mean, because they used the one and only photo that's been of that pack out there, you know, so until I see a picture of somebody who actually has it, that's when I'll believe that this pack is shipping somewhere. I believe it exists because of, you know, for reasons we won't go into, but I won't believe it's actually showing up until I see another picture of it.
Now, I owed Barrett one because on our last podcast, we were talking about how I was really wowed by the only new Spider-Man figure I'd seen at Hasbro's booth at New York Comic Con, the Stretch Strike Venom. And I got a text from Jerry, our timely review host, saying, oh, yeah, I found that at a Disney store. And we went to a Disney store in New York, no sign of it. And then good old boy Everest, our podcast enhancer, sent a text. I've got 3 Stretch Strike Venoms from the Disney store. Who wants them?
So obviously we both hit him up about the exact same time.
It was like trying to ring in on Jeopardy.
Yeah, we can finally put that one to bed, huh?
So if you're looking for him, I have no reason to believe he's actually a Disney store exclusive, but he is there in multiple states. And he is very cool. I really like this figure.
Yeah, just the sculpting on this guy and his head. This is what Venom should look like. This looks more like the comic book version of him. But let's talk about the Freedom Foundation set that is showing up, because it is just a straight up repaint of the two sets. But I'm kind of digging this. I'm digging the outfits. Even though I haven't read the new issues with this storyline in it yet, I'm kind of a fan of these outfits, and I can't wait to get the Spider-Man to kind of complete the set when he finally starts showing up next year.
It's definitely cool in a weird, like, 80s sci-fi kind of way. I like it for its retro feel.
Yeah, it kind of has a THX, you know, 1138 or whatever that movie was, kind of feel to it. The all stark white with the weird hexagonal logo on their chest. But I do like the fact that they used the other mold of the Thing. He has his full pants and boots on this time.
Now, what do you think of the Guardians of the Galaxy set? I talked about those a couple weeks ago. Is it all you dreamed of and more?
Well, you know, I'm glad to have Rocket Raccoon in my hand, even though the only thing that moves on him is his tail. Cool looking set. I'm starting to think that I like these sets in their packages more than I do open, because they are displayed pretty cool in there. You know, they take some time to set them up, especially in the Fantastic Four set. You know, the Invisible Girl's kind of in a flying pose. But yeah, I mean, we have a Groot sapling now, so what more can you ask for there?
I know what you're saying about them being in the package. I really like that it's not all the same backdrop in those. They actually, many cases, go through the trouble of giving a nice backdrop. Not 100% of the time. Sometimes you do get some pretty boring ones, but a lot of times when I'm taking pictures of these for the site, I will take pictures of the backdrops because it's just such a cool looking thing. That said, these figures are far too fun and articulated and designed to leave them in the box. These things are begging to be freed.
Well, then I think you have to cross the line and have maybe super cool ones in the box and open.
Yeah, the way this line's going, that might be a expensive proposition at $20 a pop.
I'm a packaging whore. I love good packaging. I will buy crap, literally, if it has an awesome package. And I can't tell you how many times it's bit me in the ass with, like, makeup. But if it's got a great package, you can bet I'm buying it, and I won't take it out of the package because it looks cool.
No, I mean, I dig Star-Lord. I mean, the only thing new on him is his helmet, and I think that looks pretty sweet, you know. And Drax the Destroyer, as we talked about before, seems to be a straight-up repaint of Absorbing Man, just with maybe a different belt and maybe even a different head. Now that I'm looking at him side by side, I think he does have a new head there.
I'm pretty sure he does.
Well, all these bald guys without shirts look the same to me. So yeah, I mean, they are what they are. And like I said, I'm glad to see that those are shipping. That means that we'll most likely see the other ones that we've heard about and they've talked about and keep these going. Because it is a good value. At $20, you get on average 3.5 figures out of these, you know.
And I like that they're not just straight up repacks. You know, we get new kinds of sculpts, new kinds of paint jobs. They could make these really lazy and sloppy. And I think they're doing really cool things with them.
Agreed.
And I don't know about you, Justin, our Walmarts have been resetting for Christmas. And the way they did this, I'd been talking earlier in this year about how they'd run out of room. They made the aisles narrower and added rows.
Really?
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's uncomfortable.
And so everything's been reset, but I've noticed a lot of new stuff at Walmart. Those comic packs I was so worried about with Captain Britain and Spider-Man and Iron Fist and Power Man, well, they're all over the place. The team packs, the Sentinels, all kinds of new stuff showing up, including that wave of Marvel figures we talked about you finding last episode with Iceman.
Yeah. Let's take a quick look at these, because from the outset, we're looking at pretty big wave of repaints here. Matter of fact, we have mostly repaints with maybe one or two slight retools going on here. But it's a cool looking wave nonetheless. So the first figure we get here is number 22, Tony Stark Iron Man, which is a straight up repaint of the Extremis Armor Iron Man from probably the first year of the series that one came out. But this time you get a Tony Stark head to swap out with the Iron Man head.
That is the most unfortunate mustache ever on an action figure.
It's a little
figure.
Snidely whiplash.
It is a little snidely whiplash.
It's made worse by the, I don't know what you call it, that he's wearing over his head. It's not a
It's like, okay, it's Under Armour.
Okay, his Under Armour gives him very much of a widow's peak, and with the arched eyebrows, that mustache and everything, he does look just like Snidely Whiplash.
Yes. Not a fan of this one at all.
Yeah, it's definitely not, you know, Robert Downey Jr.'s likeness. This is more of the classic comic book version.
Look, there'd be a lot more women buying these action figures if it was more of a Robert Downey Jr. likeness.
Yeah, to me, this is, you know, if I wasn't a completionist, I probably would have left this one swinging just because I don't need yet another Iron Man just with a creepy head on it this time.
I do like it for that reason, though. You know, I wish there were more figures to display him with. I mean, give him a Pepper Potts or some other people to hang out with. But yeah, it's another Iron Man. Now, have you opened this, Justin? Mine's still in package. Is it a swappable head or is it just a mask that goes over that face?
No, it's a swappable head. And that's the one thing I will say that I'm glad they didn't do on this one. I bet you they had some talks about, well, do we make this a variant? Because I kind of forgot about it. But remember Iron Patriot, which is pretty much the same sculpt here. And then Iron Patriot showed up with the Norman Osborn head on it, kind
of
unannounced.
Right, yeah.
See, luckily, you know, they might have thought about doing that here again. And I don't know that I'd want to buy this twice. But I guess at the same time, this figure has already been out.
Yeah,
and the gimmick here is the Tony Stark head, so.
Yeah, so I think that's what they're doing for you.
Yeah, exactly. So it is what it is. It's the Extremis Armor Iron Man. If you never picked that up, you know, now's your chance to get it, and you get a bonus head this time. And then figure 23 is, you would think, probably my favorite figure because he is a fully translucent guy, but we get Iceman yet again.
I like this one because he's got, like, the X on. He's, you know, he's not the same Iceman.
But it's not a very good translucent figure.
It's not the super clear.
Yeah, he's kind of frosty.
Yeah, which I think is kind of cool because it makes him different from the Silver Surfer that came out with the variant Galactus. But this is the same figure that we got, but white in that, was it Spider-Man and Friends pack from a while ago?
Yeah, it's with Iceman and Firestar.
Yeah, yeah. So it's the same figure, so we just get him partially translucent. But here's my question. He has painted on boots and painted on gloves and then the, you know, the X going across his chest. Does that mean he's naked everywhere else? Is he wearing just boots and gloves?
More importantly, why does the picture on the back not have boots and gloves? Is there a variant coming?
Or a bad Photoshop guy?
I kind of remember hearing something about there being two versions of this eventually. I wouldn't mind the one on the back without the boots and the gloves. But, you know, as it is, it's hard to see. You know, unless you're holding them right in your hand and looking right at them, that silver isn't all that noticeable.
Yeah, but it's definitely not there on the back. Well, it could be. I do see a slight differentiation there. So maybe it's just an early prototype photo. But, yeah, I actually really dig this one. I like the way that they painted it on. I mean, I've seen some bad paint jobs on figures in my day, and it's easier to paint a part than it is to paint just on something. But that X on his chest is very straight lines, you know? It looks really well done to me. The boots and gloves, not so much, but the X on the chest, really nicely done.
Arnie, wherever that's painted, is either painted by a machine or a guy that's painted 30,000 other in the last week.
I understand.
He's going to be good at it.
But how many times have we seen figures with, like, lazy eyes because the eyeball's in the wrong spot?
Well, that's good, yeah.
Or remember the Yaddle figures in the Star Wars line that had sideburns coming down to her cheek?
Yeah. She had some mutton chops.
This figure reminds me of, was it the Zoids from back in the 80s that were kind of really skinny, see-through guys? But yeah, I mean, hey, it's a translucent figure, and it's Iceman, and I think it's cool.
There's one more Iceman I need. I want Snowball Iceman. I want Snowman Iceman from, like, the first 10 issues of X-Men before he became Iceman, when he was just Snowman. Then retire Iceman.
One other thing I did like about this, you know how on the nameplate in the package, they use some sort of like translucent kind of pearlescent type of UV coating on it. So if you look at it when it's still in package where his name is, it's got a neat little effect to it.
Oh, I never noticed that because the way I was holding it. Very cool.
It's the little details that make this line really rock, honestly.
It does, yeah.
I mean, that kind of stuff is just... I didn't notice it, but yeah, these things, it's the packaging that really got me into this line. Seeing these and being like, oh, that's so cool. And even though I open them all, I keep all these pieces and card backs.
Aww.
So then we get to move on to our two versions of Absorbing Man, which makes this our third time with this character already.
We had him in the comic pack. Where was the second time?
Well, these two variants.
Oh, okay.
So it's all the same mold. So, you know, we're looking at just basic repaints here. But I'm kind of digging what they've done here. Because the first time around, he was partially absorbing. So his arm was half blackish gray with it kind of coming up into his shoulder and all that. But now you get either him in his jailhouse pants with the black and white stripes without his shirt on and just flesh color. Or you get him turning to steel. And I kind of dig this kind of gunmetal metallic-y gray that they went with here.
That is way better than the other one, because have you ever seen the original Hills Have Eyes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's, oh, yeah. The guy.
He looks like Michael Berryman.
Yeah. Wow, you know his name, too.
Yes.
That's awesome.
He was also in the Motley Crue Smoking in the Boys Room video. He played the principal.
And we got his autograph.
Yes, a couple of years ago.
And I know him from Weird Science. He's one of the creepers.
Yeah, he's in Weird Science, too, yeah.
And Devil's Rejects.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good call, because he kind of has that, we've talked about it before, he's kind of got this pointy pinhead thing going on.
Yeah, the misshapen head. And he looks like he escaped prison.
That, he did.
Oh, yep. Well, that works.
I do like the metallic paint job on the variant, but easiest repaint ever. Well, I guess not. The pants, huh? The pants would be a little tricky because you've got three different shades of gunmetal on them. You've got the flesh gunmetal and then two different color of pant gunmetal. So it is a little harder than it looks. But it's still, I just got the impression of I could have just bought that figure in a can of spray paint.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if this wasn't a variant and I was thinking about customizing it, I think I would not even consider doing the pants because making that many straight lines would just drive you nuts.
See, but think about it. If this guy ever goes on clearance or hangs out like Multiple Man, you could hit your Walmart paint aisle and get like the Flex Stone one and have him absorbing stone or the moss color and have him absorbing moss.
That does not sound exciting at all. That sounds like toys your mom would make up when you can't get to a store and you're stuck in on a rainy day or there's a blizzard or something. So your mom paints your action figures with crap she has laying around and makes up names for them.
This kind of sounds like what I do, Marjorie.
Oh, I'm sorry, Justin.
Marjorie, that's called customizing.
Not when your mom does it when they're during a blizzard.
You had a much cooler mom than I did.
No kidding. That sounds pretty creative. No, but you bring up a good point, Arnie. I wouldn't mind another absorbing man that's half like cobblestone. Like, isn't the in that Fin Fang Foom wave that you got in Marvel Legends, isn't he partially stone on that one? Do you remember?
His arm is stone, but what's really cool is his leg is like brick, red brick. So you got a lot of options with him.
Yeah, and what I'm talking about wouldn't just be a repaint. I would want that sculpted in.
And they did that with the Legends figure there. Of course, you know, now that I'm looking at him with a red brick leg here, brick's expensive. Can we get Absorbing Man to do like
some $30
stone?
A square foot for brick.
Sounds like you've been talking to some contractors.
Yeah, you can go with the River Rock. It's much cheaper. That's what he should do.
Absorbing Man River Rock variant.
Yes. Or better yet, do like half siding and half brick because it's still cheaper but looks very classy.
Here's a real quick customizing tip. Take your Absorbing Man, dip him halfway into Elmer's glue, and then take him and drop him in your sandbox. Now you've just customized him into pebbles.
And whenever we get a Sandman figure, you can do the same thing.
Oh, brother.
Now, the next figure we have...
Oh, my two favorites. You can pick which one you want to talk about.
Well, we'll do them in numerical order and start with Wolverine.
Astonishing Wolverine.
He is very astonishing in his roid rage biceps and yellow outfit.
Now, I would imagine this would be a pretty popular figure because this is the first time we saw this body was in the X-Men Wolverine line in a deluxe pack, except that figure came without a masked head. It's the one where his mask was hanging around his neck, but it's the same body. And that was a pretty hard pack to find. And then more recently, this is the same body that they used in the X-Force team pack, just in the gray and black colors.
I don't know about yours, Justin. Mine seems to have a little bit of jacked paint on it. I may have to look for a swap out on this. It's got some blue paint spilled on the pants, and then his boots are got some yellow on them. I was just complimenting Iceman's paint job, but Wolverine got a little sloppy.
Oh, yikes. Yeah, looking at mine, it's not too bad. I mean, some of the blue lines don't seem as crisp as they could be, but my overall problem is with this sculpt is that it's hard to get him to stand up, and I don't know why exactly that is. It might be the hip joint that they put in there, but I don't know. You don't want this Wolverine standing straight up. This is one that seems like he needs more of a dynamic pose. So maybe he should be squatting or running at you.
I'm not a big fan of the face sculpt either on him.
I suppose I don't terribly mind it. You know, it's not the overly big wings that he has on some of them. The team at Hasbro might be sick of doing this one. How many Wolverine heads have we had since, you know, 2007? This has got to be like the 80th time they've done him. But overall, you know what? I do dig him. And out of all the Wolverines we've had, this might be one of my favorite and might be the one that I display with the rest of them.
Wow. My favorite figure of this wave is the next one, Magneto.
He's got really creepy eyes on this one. They're like glowy.
Well, they did this thing. They're trying to reproduce the art they put on the figure where his mask has cast his face in shadow. And I'm not sure how I like it or not, but it's kind of cool because it's different.
It's creepy. I like it.
Yeah, I like the effect that the eyes have, you know, the vacant eyes. But what Arnie's saying is that they put way too much dark paint in his face there. Mm-hmm. And it just, I've seen a number of these over the last week or so, and they all have the same problem. So it's not like it's an error. It's just, it's an application that might not have worked as well as one might have hoped.
But with the cape and the outfit and things, I realize we've had Magneto before, but I think this is my favorite Magneto.
Oh, yeah. This is far superior to the comic pack Magneto. I never liked that one too much because of, I don't see Magneto as like a tight wearing superhero. You know, I mean, that one, he had his super tight pants on and
he's a hipster. They're skinny jeans.
They're jeggings, I think.
Oh, my God. Those give me the creeps.
What we're looking at here is a complete kit bash, but it's a good kit bash. We have the AIM soldier slash, you know, Ghost Rider body again with the original Magneto head and cape. And I think it just makes him that much more menacing and evil looking.
Yeah, I really dig that one. And every time I see him on pegs, which is, you know, pretty common, I'm always jazzed. I'm like, oh, do I need another one of them for my desk?
So, yeah, that's the latest wave of Marvel Universe, which means what do we have to look forward to? I hope there's another wave this year.
It seems like we got two right there in a row, didn't we? And so,
oh, yeah, they hit pretty fast.
Wave 17 is supposed to ship in December, and that has Patriot, Thunder Age Thor, Shadowland Daredevil, Iron Fist, Psylocke, and Storm.
Oh, nice.
And for those of you who don't want to risk hitting in stores, there will be a link from our homepage to Entertainment Earth where you can buy a full set of six for $54.99, guaranteed, delivered to your door.
Very nice.
Which, honestly, is less than what Toys R Us charges for these figures.
It's also a lot less stressful.
And this isn't a case. I mean, Justin, you and I have bought cases from Entertainment Earth before. For this wave, they actually just have a set.
Nice. Not a bad way to go about it.
So we'll have a link to that from our homepage.
Excellent. Well, we started talking about it a little bit earlier, but also in all of this madness, the 6-inch figures for the movies, Thor and Captain America, have started to show up at Walmart.
Did we know they were coming? And by we, I mean you, because I didn't know they were coming.
I did. I mean, I think I've been looking forward to these for quite a while. I think it kind of hit on my Marvel Legends radar. So I think it's been almost since Toy Fair, maybe earlier than that. Maybe that might be too long ago, going all the way back to last year's Comic-Con. But at least from Toy Fair, we've known about them.
Well, I was at Toy Fair, but Toy Fair gets to be a little bit of a blur.
There's toys. Yeah. That's a lot of times just what I remember is there's toys.
I was lucky. I found the Thor wave first at a Walmart, but there's two comic series figures and then a movie series figure. And the comic series Thor was the one there was only one of, and somebody hid him behind a stack of Sentinels. You're so sly, but so am I, and the Thor was mine.
Yeah, that Asgard Thor, that's a good figure, but it is just a reissue. It's come out before, and I can't remember right offhand if this was from the early days of Hasbro having the line or if this was still when Toy Biz was doing them. But I've taken some side-by-side pictures, and you can see that they've upgraded the paint. It's better now, I think. They've put some more detail into it. But if you do have the original one and don't want to double up on it, I can see skipping it too. You know, it's not so improved that you'd be like, oh, we got to have that one as well.
See, I don't have the original one, and this figure, I think, rocks. I love his giant axe.
There's some great sculpting in here. I mean, if you look at his chest, he's got some nice chainmail scales, and even the little chains in between his little circles are pretty well done.
They even got the veins in his hands and arms.
these details are why I'm a fan of Marvel Legends. You know, they can, at that scale, they can really put a lot more detail into these figures.
Then we got comic series Loki. Him? Yeah, I got him, but...
I don't like him.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan.
He looks mean.
I don't like the face.
Yeah, it's all red eyes and craggly skin.
You're right, it looks like Perry Farrell after a four-day bender.
Perry Farrell is still a brilliant genius.
And he's even got the goth, like, I painted my fingernails black because I'm so emo.
I dig him. I think he's creepy looking. And, I mean, the sculpt is incredible. I mean, his gloves with the little bands and the buttons on them are pretty sweet. And the fur around his shoulders and his boots, that's really well done.
Oh, I'm not, no problem with any of that. Yeah, my entire problem surrounds that face. Everything else is glorious.
He reminds me, and I think I've said this before about somebody else, but Time Bandits. Remember the creepy guy in Time Bandits that was chasing those guys? It's bringing back nightmares from when I was about 8 years old. It's that creepy of a face. But the paint is great. I mean, I like the way they put some red around his eyes so the, once again, the vacant non-pupil having eyeballs stick out a little. But like you said, then we get one movie series figure in these lines, and what we're getting here are... Well, with that Loki, I can't tell you right offhand if that's a new sculpt or not. I don't recognize it, and it's not like the other Loki that I have, so if it is an older one, I'm not quite sure where it came from. But the movie series Thor is all new.
Well, and here's my problem with this one, though. I like, from the neck down, it kicks ass. It's a great paint job. They've done a good job on the detail. I mean, it's extraordinary. But I don't know if it's maybe just ours, but it looks like somebody held a Bic lighter to it, and his features of his face are all just mush. You see what I mean? It's like his face is out of focus in the picture.
It's the beard. It's hard to do beards.
Oh. It looks like he got all melty.
And the helmet isn't helping anything either.
No.
Like, I have yet, in any scale, I have yet to see, and it's not even necessarily the sculpt. I think it might be the paint. A Thor from this movie that does Chris Hemsworth, does him any justice, you know? And he even looks fake in the movie a little bit. It looks like he's wearing a wig and too much makeup.
He is wearing a wig and too much makeup. I'm like the only girl who doesn't think he's super hot, so...
Especially with his shirt on.
Yeah, it takes it off, maybe. But with it on, yeah.
I'm kind of digging this figure, though. You know, the helmet and face may not be the best, but again, the outfit is astounding. It's movie accurate. I really like the movie costume, the way it's kind of a cross between Ultimate Thor and regular Thor. And the colors on this outfit are just wonderful in their detail and the wash they give on the arms with the silver and the black. So, no, I was really excited to be getting this one, but my sweet spot is the movies. You know, I really like the movie characters. I get the movie-based hot toys, so I'm predisposed to like this, but I do like it.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me wrong. I like it, too, but I was just kind of agreeing with Marjorie that the head does leave a little bit to be desired for an otherwise perfectly sculpted figure, you know? Yeah. And this is what we're seeing here, which excites me even more, is the new articulation style that's coming in the Marvel Legends line. We have the, once again, that swivel cut right below the hip joint there, which is, I don't know, I'm still torn on that. It's better than the ball joint hip, but on this one it works pretty well because it's pants that he's wearing, so you don't really necessarily see it even when you twist it a little bit.
Yeah, on like bare legs, it's totally different.
Yeah, but no, yeah, his cape is great. If not, maybe a little bit too long. I feel like whenever I'm trying to stand him up, his cape is pushing him forward just a bit.
You're a customizer. You can hem that, right?
Just trim that right up. But yeah, they even have a little bit of a paint app on the cape, you know, giving a little depth there. That looks like they took a little bit of black paint and got some shadowy details in there.
Then we got the Captain America wave. And, you know, I found Thor first, and we really had to hunt for Captain America. It took me about 2 extra weeks to find him. Now here we get the reverse. We get 2 movie figures and 1 comic figure. The first movie figure is Chris Evans' Captain America from the film.
And he is short.
He is.
I didn't really notice until I set all the guys up next to each other to take pictures, but he's a good, in scale, 1.5 feet shorter than Thor. So I'm not sure if that's accurate or not. Is he that small of a guy?
No. I'm trying to think what I have to stand him next to, because I've seen him in person now a few times.
He's about 5'9".
Yeah, he's not like 6 feet tall, but I can't tell you about Chris Hemsworth because I've never seen him in person.
Hmm. Well, even standing him next to, like, say, the Nick Fury that came in this set, this line, he's about a head shorter than him, too. So I'm not sure if that's a scaling issue or if this is accurate to how tall Chris Evans might actually be compared to everybody else. But that aside, I think this is another incredible sculpt. Very close to the 3¾-inch version.
According to his bio, Chris Evans is 6 foot. But according to people who've met him, they agree with my 5'9". So maybe he wears some really tall shoes.
He was using man math when he reported his height to IMDb.
Yeah, that's not the only 3 inches he spots himself, I'm sure.
Yeah.
The second figure. This is my favorite purchase of the entire year so far. Because I now have an action figure that's about to quote me from Ezekiel.
Well, it's funny. Like at 3 o'clock in the morning, we're at a Walmart when you found this. And you showed it to me and I go, oh, that's really badass.
You did. Your reaction. You know, sometimes I buy stuff and you know my completest desire. You don't always get excited about what I buy. And
no.
You see me get excited, but you don't know if I'm excited just because of the thrill of the hunt or because what I've hunted is really cool. And I'm like, I got Nick Fury. You're like, yeah, whatever. I'm like, no, you gotta see him. And you just, your mouth open. You're like, that's badass.
Hey, grab me that action figure over there. Which one? It's the one that says Bad Mother Beep on it.
Pretty much. Now, I found him, yes, at 3 o'clock in the morning at a Walmart, but he was opened. And I'm like, oh, do I go with him or not? I wasn't sure. It turns out one of his big guns was missing. And so I'm glad I waited. The next morning, I hit another Walmart.
He's so badass. He's got 2 big guns.
He's got 2 big guns. Whoa. And 2 little guns.
Whoa. Yeah. And both the little guns have holsters. He's got an over the shoulder holster and then one on his hip. This is now when I first, saw pictures of this figure coming, I was thinking it was going to be a straight up repaint of the one that came out a few years ago in that 2-pack, that Ultimate Captain America Nick Fury 2-pack. But this is a completely new head, obviously, because this is just dead on Sam Jackson. One of the best face sculpts ever.
Seriously, I cannot give this enough props.
No,
it's incredible.
It looks like Sam Jackson. It's got a badass pose, cool outfit. You don't really need to worry about the paint app because it's all black. Best eye patch I've seen on a figure ever.
And he even has scarring around the eye patch. I mean, they went to that level to give him, to see that his eye got clawed.
Yeah, for a figure that has been issued before by popping a new head on it and maybe even a turtleneck. I can't remember if that was the exact same way, but incredibly, incredibly well done.
Do you notice how shiny his head is, though?
He's shiny.
It is shiny.
You know, in the pictures,
they make
too,
wax for that.
He's using the Telly Savalas head wax.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that figure. You know, when we started this show, I wasn't sure about getting into the 6-inch line, but now this figure alone, I am just so jazzed about getting my Avengers assembled in 6-inch scale next year.
Yeah, you can pretty much do it now. The only thing we're really missing is a movie-style Hulk for now and a movie-style Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, and really you could get the Hulk out of The Incredible Hulk. It scaled,
small,
but
yeah,
we don't know how big Ruffalo's going to get.
I took a picture using the Hulk from the Toys R Us 2-pack from last year, and he's a good stand-in for now. Along with the Iron Man 6-inch line, you've got a pretty good Avengers lineup sitting there right now.
Then the third figure, comic series Ultimate Captain America. You know, it's just like we were saying with those Thor figures. What a great paint job. What an awful face.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what's wrong with his teeth?
I think that's called gingivitis.
It's like those little red tablets that they give you in school and the dentist would come and show you how to... You remember that, Justin? Did you ever have that in your school?
Yeah, the cavity creeps. But no, the little pink tablets that showed you where you had plaque.
Yeah.
This is the other repack. This exact figure just repainted came with the Nick Fury and that other 2-pack. So I was thinking about it. This is the exact same thing they did in the 3¾-inch line. Remember we had the duller, more earthy toned version of Captain America from Comic-Con last year in this outfit?
Mm-hmm.
And then when the Captain America line came out, they did that same figure repainted just in these more brighter colors. So you have counterparts to each of these. But I've always had a problem with this guy's articulation. He's got the ball joint hips that make it hard to pose him right. And like you said, his teeth are kind of creepy. There's something about his eye sockets, too.
Yeah, you are just right on with that. It is just
The mask, the way they have it on his face, makes it look like he has no nose.
Justin, I also noticed something else when I was in Walmart. It seems like they're getting more vehicles for, like, the Cap and Iron Man line, but I'm honestly a little confused. Like, I've seen a Cap Air Jet now, and I see two Cap Jeeps.
Yeah, see, I've had a hard time following those, because I don't pick those up. I mean, I see them on the shelves, but I do remember the Jeeps being out at the same time. Like, those both came out as the line launched, and I was kind of confused. I was like, wait a minute, why are there two exact same things here, you know? But that Jet is fairly new within the last couple months.
And I just found the Iron Man Silver Racer, and now there's a Black Silver ATV?
Yeah, that's the one I saw the other day at Walmart, which kind of upset me, because I was like, okay, so they can get these vehicles out there, no problem, but we can't get the Iron Man Armored Avenger figures to ship? But I suppose these are the things kids want, and they're going to pick them up.
I'm sorry that they're not asking you guys what you want.
They need to.
I know.
You got to think Christmas, $20 price point, quick gift.
Just right for grandma.
It comes with a figure.
Yeah. And I can't be 100% certain, but I think that Strike ATV is just a repaint of one they've had before, so it's not like it's a new...
It looks to me just like the ATV that I got from last year's Iron Man 2 movie line.
Yeah.
The same thing with the racer. They just repainted the same racer.
But it looks better this time. That silvery one, I've actually kind of looked at that, thinking about maybe picking it up. But then Carter remembers the review we did, and I think better of it.
Now, you know, in addition to the standard Hasbro stuff we talk about, Marjorie and I went down to St. Louis for several trips, actually, and stopped back at a Slackers, which is a collecting store that we've seen up in Chicago. It's kind of a weird store. It's a mixture of comic store, toy store. They have new stuff. They have old stuff. You can find, like, vintage Star Wars figures. And their selection is kind of weird, but I thought I'd died and gone to Marvel Select Heaven. With the exception of Anti-Venom, they had virtually any Marvel Select I could have wanted. They even had Red Hulk.
Wow.
And they were just charging $22 a figure.
That seems to be, like, just the price those things sit at. You know, no matter, well, like you mentioned Anti-Venom, that seems to be the one that has always been hard to find. But every other one, if you find them at retail, if it's a comic book shop or just a little out-of-the-way place, it's always, like, right at that $18 to $22 price point.
And this is a place, I've mentioned them once before, we were down in St. Louis on Free Comic Book Day earlier this year, and they had 20% off all their figures, including Marvel Select, and so I loaded up. I actually didn't get any this time. I was kind of kicking myself for buying the Red Hulk when I did up at Wizard World for $35 since I found him for $22. Anti-Venom, you know, I contacted our friends over at Diamond. We have some contacts there thanks to going to these cons and talking to the guys. They have no plans to re-release Anti-Venom.
Wow. You would think they would try to get him back out there, but maybe they're the ones who are, you know, trying to be more collector-friendly than other companies I might mention.
But Marjorie did pick herself up a little something.
I did, and it is little. I picked up a stuffed Superhero Squad Spider-Man. He's cute, isn't he?
I didn't realize they made Superhero Squad-branded plush items.
I didn't either. But does it matter? He's cute, and I bought him.
Oh, no, yeah, that's cute.
Yeah, isn't he?
Yeah. It's got more personality than those big-headed ones with the tiny little bodies.
Yeah, they also make a black Spider-Man costume like that.
Now, this isn't a Hasbro item, despite being Superhero Squad branded. It's more branded for the cartoon. It's actually by Good Stuff Toys. But you wanted him. Who am I to tell you no?
He's mine. All mine.
And while we're talking about it, when we were in New York at New York Comic Con, Midtown Comics was giving out coupons for 20% off your next order online or in stores. And we ended up with like three of them because Midtown Comics had a lot of booths there.
They did.
And on a previous show, I was complaining about how Diamond's Mini Mates Galactus came out, and I was expecting a giant Galactus, and it was just Mini Mate size. Well, Marjorie was drawn like gravity to this.
They had a giant Galactus Mini Mate inside of it.
I didn't realize they even made this. It was copyright 2006, but it is a Mini Mate Max.
A Maxi Mate.
I had to have him.
Uh-oh, that might have started you down the Mini Mate path, Marjorie, because now you have like a centerpiece and...
You just need a Silver Surfer to kind of hang out with him.
Yeah, he looks awesome. He kind of reminds me of those super blown up Legos that you see, you know, mm-hmm. Like they usually put a clock in them or something and ruin it. But
well, yeah, and he's like metal, though. And he's not articulated.
Yeah, he's hefty, and he is made of metal.
Yeah.
Yeah, you hear that? He's definitely metal. He's very much like a statue. And I didn't even realize this when you were toying with buying him. And I told you he was $200. We checked eBay. You couldn't even find him on eBay.
No, I could not.
The only place we found him online, he was $230. Midtown wanted $200, and you had that 20% off coupon, and I'm pretty sure they didn't want you to use it on their only Galactus Maximate.
But I did.
This thing, it's 8 inches tall, and now I think, even though I said we were going to pass it on before, I see some Heralds of Galactus Minimates in our future to kind of put around this giant Galactus statue.
Well, they make a Max Sentinel also.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Well, Christmas is coming. Maybe Santa will put a Sentinel under
your tree. Sentinel isn't as cute, though. But they do make some other ones that are super-duper cute. I love Midtown Comics, though. If you ever go to Manhattan, they're awesome. They have a great store right in the middle of Times Square. It's huge. Two stories. They got collectibles. They have comics. It's great. And then, while we were there, they had to go get my Galactus from the second floor. And I'm sitting there waiting for my Galactus and window shopping, which is dangerous because I ended up buying a Spider-Man change purse while I'm waiting for Galactus to come down. And this Japanese man comes over to me. He goes, "Oh, you like Spider-Man?" I said, "Yeah, I like Spider-Man." And he starts telling me about the new Spider-Man and how he's Hispanic. And I said, "Okay." And he said, "Would you mind being interviewed on Japanese TV about Spider-Man?" I said, "Okay, that's great, but I'm not Hispanic." Because I thought that's where he was going. I thought he thought I was Hispanic. No, he just wanted to interview somebody who likes Spider-Man for Japanese TV. So I'm somewhere on awesome. Japanese TV talking about Spider-Man and how he's now a Hispanic person. And wasn't it really sad when Peter Parker died? And they like filmed me for 20 minutes reading a comic.
Wow.
And the guy was standing behind me with this big camera going, "Okay, turn page now. Turn page now. Find one with Spider-Man on it." Very high pressure for me to do this.
This is going to be one of those things where we find out in like a year your face is on like billboards in Japan, like advertising some weird thing over there.
Oh, that's
you're going to become
awesome.
Like a celebrity.
That is awesome.
And speaking of cute, over at Toys R Us, they had a couple of items that I hadn't seen before when I went into Toys R Us just a couple days ago now. They had a huge display. And the first thing I noticed were Marvel erasers. Now, these look like slightly larger squinkies, but they actually call themselves erasers versus squinkies, which just have a hole on the bottom for no apparent reason.
I still don't know the purpose of squinkies, and no one's been ever able to tell me.
I think, I can't be 100% certain here, but the reason they have holes on the bottom is because on the girl's side, they use them as charms. They have like bracelets and necklaces, and those pop into those things. So you can keep your squinkies around your wrist or around your neck, but that doesn't really translate over to the boy's side, so I don't know why they kept the hole in there.
Same mold?
Yeah. Well, no, they're all
true.
New molds.
But I did pick these up. They're $5 per pack, but I would have possibly hesitated because there were four packs of four erasers in Series 1, but it was buy two, get one free. So I decided to pick up the full set of Series 1. It seemed like something Marjorie would enjoy.
I kind of like them, although they seem to be really cheap.
Well, they're erasers.
Well, for example, the Ghost Rider.
You see, this was one of the things that got me to buy them, is this character selection. We had a Ghost Rider.
His head is, like, wonky and crooked. And Cyclops looks all weird and, well, and the paint is really bad, because look, he's got, like, a blue outline around his hair.
I don't think these are erasers, to be honest with you. They're shiny and soft.
It says erasers.
I know it says, but I don't think they are. I think they said that because they needed to differentiate themselves from squinkies. I may put this to a test.
Do you have a pencil?
Okay. It's erasing some pencil. It's not the most effective. And now my Ghost Rider has, instead of, you know how when you erase, like you create eraser, you know.
Debris.
Kindling, I guess. Debris. Instead of that, it just picks up the pencil. So my Ghost Rider's head is now partially black.
Okay, so these are not effective as erasers. I kind of thought they were cute. I like that we had some unusual characters mixed in with the usual suspects.
Yeah, you never see a Daredevil anything.
Yeah, Daredevil, Spidey, Hulk.
Deadpool.
Deadpool being a big one.
Wait, there's always Spidey and Hulk.
I know, I said the usual suspects mixed in with Cyclops, Daredevil, and the one thing that got me, and we had to look because we thought these might actually be from Squinkies. Several of these are virtually identical to the Squinkies counterpart, like the Green Goblin.
Well, I have to say, the thing, though, he looks like he's got some sort of tumor problem. He's like Spock after the radiation.
Yeah. See, my problem with these things is the more human face they have, the heads are too big. So it doesn't work on the Captain America I have. It just looks all sorts of wrong.
It, for some reason, reminds me of a weird, like, political bobblehead. Like a Richard Nixon. Yeah.
It's because he's got a really long face.
These are a cute idea in the same vein as Squinkies, but to my eye, have you ever heard of the theory of the uncanny valley when it comes to animation?
Yes, yes, I have. Where if it becomes too human, people get weirded out.
These guys are standing on the wrong side of the uncanny valley.
Yeah, I'm not going to be picking up any more, but I thought they were cute. Marjorie can do with them what she will. She finds interesting uses for things like this.
I don't know what I'll do with these, but they're light enough. That's nice.
These would make a good wreath thing if you got
a wreath.
Oh, yeah.
Arnie, I need 86 Hulks.
Okay, just to remind you, there's one Hulk per package, and they're $5 per package. So you're Yikes. Wanting me to spend approximately $500.
Well, I guess now you put it like that, doesn't sound like such a good idea, does it? Now, we missed it. All three of us went to Comic-Con this year, and apparently these erasers, they had an exclusive at Comic-Con, but they were translucent. There are 40 different ones, $8 a set for a set of four to get all of them.
Were they the current ones that we have here, just more translucent?
They are perfectly clear.
That's pretty cool. Those are like crystal clear.
Yeah, they're really clear.
See, now you tell me that that material is eraser material. Come on. You know, looking at those, I don't know that I would need all of them. Like, I would be happy to, like, pick a few of my favorite characters. Like, a Deadpool would be kind of cool, and maybe Thing would be cool, but there's a lot of texture to him.
He looks like he's got tumors, though.
Easy pass for me. Ghost Rider looks kind of cool because he looks like an ice cube. If I could have that Ghost Rider ice cube tray, I would go for it.
That's what these need to be. Ice cubes. Well, we've just dedicated a lot of time to these erasers. The donor race. My final thought on these is that these don't seem like they should be individually packaged or even packaged in things of four and sold. They seem like things that you should get for a quarter or 50 cents out of the vending machines on the way out of Toys R Us.
Okay, now here's what's funny. I saw these as a pre-order at urbancollectors.com, but I thought they were Squinkies.
That's right. I remember that. I think we discussed it on the show that they said erasers, and we thought, well, yeah, Squinkies.
No, it was erasers.
Huh.
The other thing I bought, and this is me taking one for the team, is they had something called Marvel Mashups. And these kind of got me a little bit. They're these heads that are just these balls of heads, and they had Hulk, Iron Man, Spider-Man, black-suited Spider-Man, and Venom. And it showed several different ones. You could get one head with a launcher for $5, or three heads with no launcher for $8. And it talked about fling them, squish them, do all these things with them. I'm like, these things are pretty ugly. And it talked about having chase versions and all that. For $8, I wasn't picking up a set of three, but I wanted to see if these would be fun to play with or something. I picked up the Spider-Man one. First of all, he looks like an S&M Gear Spider-Man, like a red face covered in a gimp mask.
Looking at those, that's the one that seems to make sense. You know, for these squishy balls that, you know, pop out of weird crevices on it. Because with that webbing being actually 3D, it looks like it's going to work. You get, like, little tumors coming off of Spidey's head.
This thing is just weird, and it doesn't stretch all that much. It feels like it's not going to really last all that long. And the whole fling thing, it doesn't really work. There's no spring action to this. It's just a piece of plastic that you could use, like, a Hyalite thrower or something. These are utterly terrible. Do not buy them for yourself or your children.
I just can't imagine what they're for.
You're supposed to throw them. Yeah, I threw it.
Does it stick to the wall or anything fun like that?
It doesn't even bounce like a Super Bowl.
See, I remember a few years ago they had something kind of like that my son wanted, and it looks like an egg. And then when you throw it on the ground, it sticks there for a second, and you can see like the yolk and everything, and then it slowly starts to bring itself back together as it unsticks from the floor. You know, that was fun for like 3 minutes. Is that what these things are supposed to be? They're kind of squishy, and they stick to the floor and pop back into shape?
But they're not sticky at all.
No, as soon as you let them go, they're back in shape.
Oh, lame. The human ones look creepy. Again, you know, they got a Captain America on the back of that card, a Thor, and a Wolverine, and they just... they're freaking me out a little bit.
What kills me is they say that there's rares and chases and things, but here's how they're packaged. Is there's three per pack, and you can see them all. It's not like beans where they're blind packaged or anything. But two of them are the commons, and then the third is the rare. So if you want all the rares, you're going to have a buttload of these commons. At $8 a pack.
Not for me. No, thank you.
Yeah, no. So I took one for the team there, folks. Skip the Smash-ems.
Well, that's all that we found in the stores. Now let's turn to our...
Sales to Astonish!
All right, Hot Toys. We have to have a talk. I think it's time, Hot Toys, that you sit down. We need to talk. And I know it's never good when I start a conversation like that, Hot Toys, but I said we were going to go steady. I said it was all into you. I said that I really liked all the things about you. But now that I've gotten to know you a little bit better, Hot Toys, I think we might need to take a break and I might need to see some other figures. See, Hot Toys, I just don't think you're treating me as well as I need to be treated. I just don't think that for the investment I'm putting into you of time and emotion, that what you're giving back is all there. So, Hot Toys, while I think I'll always love you, I think perhaps it's time that we look at maybe not being so exclusive.
I couldn't have put it better myself.
I cannot believe this. I follow Hot Toys on Facebook, which is really the only place for English speakers to follow them. Their webpage comes up and tells me it's full of viruses, but I think it's just because of the foreign language. Their customer service department did help me to validate that our Wolverine was real, but took them 4 to 6 weeks between email responses. Well, they started talking about a Milk X Hot Toy exclusive war machine. Now, I'm not sure what Milk X is. I believe it is a Japanese company, a Japanese store.
That's from what I can ascertain, yeah.
This Milk X exclusive seems very humorously named, as it's the war machine that Justin and I both own, painted like one of the cows from the Chick-fil-A ads.
You're passing on this, aren't you?
It was limited to 300 pieces.
Wait a second. You're passing on this, aren't you?
I think he may have no choice.
It's limited to 300 pieces. People waited outside of that store like it was a Comic-Con line to get this.
Really?
Yeah. And the Hot Toys War Machine was $180. And with these exclusives, you're not going to see the price come down on those.
This exclusive is listed at $299, I thought.
But I was torn on this before I knew it was 300 pieces only. I was torn because it's okay-ish, but it's kind of like the concept armor exclusives from San Diego Comic-Con. It's like, it's cool because it shows off the wonderful sculpt that Hot Toys does, but man, it's not movie accurate. I don't think it's comic accurate. It's just kind of meh.
Yeah, I would think twice about picking this up if it was a repaint in the 6-inch Hasbro scale. I'd kind of look at it and be like, eh, yeah, I'll get it. It's $14. But for $300 and that limited, there's just no way I could even begin to think about wanting that. It's just concepts are cool to a certain degree. And I think the cutoff line is somewhere around $30 or $40 cool, you know?
But then they did this again. As soon as the Milk version sold out, they announced a special version of War Machine. U.S. distribution has yet to be announced. I can't tell a freaking difference between this and the Milk one. And the Milk people, I'm not the only one who wants to have a talk with Hot Toys. Their Facebook, quote, fans, unquote, are really being nasty in the comments.
My favorite one was, they called this War Oreo.
No kidding. I mean, it's a black and white painted war machine. It's got cool red light-up features, but the people who stood out in line for the Milk version are really upset that this almost identical version is now being released and it's unlimited, like all Hot Toys. You know, we find some of these Hot Toys hard to get. They go up in value, but Hot Toys said with the Wolverine, they might take it back to production. They might make more at any time they have the license to. And so now they're making this Milk version unlimited. And I'm like, all right, you know, between the crazy exclusives, the high prices, and the frequency with which they're doing Hasbro-level repaints, I can swallow a repaint for $7, but you repaint an Iron Man and charge me $300. I'm out. I'm no longer all in on Hot Toys. I'm now back to, I think I'm going to be very picky and very choosy, and your milk can go, I'm soured on your milk.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of, this is what happened to me when I started seeing some of those repaints at Comic-Con. I was just like, nope, if it's not in the movie, then I'm not even going to consider it. I mean, it's not to say they don't look cool. If I won this from a contest or somebody gave this to me, I would think it's awesome, but not going to pay for it.
Yeah, it seems very easy for me to skip anything that's not in the movie. Now, in the only repaints we saw were the stealth armor Iron Man, right?
Yeah, and then the exclusive.
Yeah, the silver armor, the exclusive repaint from Sideshow there. And I have it. I don't know. I might sell it. And I think I may, now that I'm no longer all in, sell my spare Mark IV, since I'm getting the other Mark IV that comes with the base and has the extra accessories.
There you go. You could sell those two for enough money to buy four more.
Exactly.
Of the new ones when they come out.
I'm still excited. My Captain America is just about to ship from Sideshow. I'm very excited about the movie-based ones. But now that I'm following them and I'm seeing all the repaints and the just double-dipping they're doing on the sculpts for as much as they're charging, I cannot support that. It's just, I'd rather have my money go to a cool Kodo fine art or something or than to go to a Eat More Chicken advertising war machine.
Yep. Well, it's something we've only seen in Iron Man so far, but that's because that's the line that's easy to repaint. You know, I mean, but in a couple of years from now, are we going to be seeing desert camo Cap, you know, a new outfit?
You're going to give them ideas.
But yeah, I mean, looking at these two pieces, the only difference I can tell between the Milk exclusive and the other version is the stand. The stand has a Milk logo on it, and the other one just has an Iron Man logo on it.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it looks like the exact same paint job.
Yeah, really, really disappointed. And this is, I'm not alone. The comments are basically saying that they're tired of yet another slightly repurposed Iron Man and Iron Man character like War Machine. People want to see new sculpts. People want to see new characters. And they're just kind of dull with this. I mean, I could see them, if they made a comic-accurate Iron Man outfit, they could start doing things like Hasbro did, make an Iron Patriot or something, and I'd be more into it. But to just give me the movie sculpt of War Machine and paint him in cow colors is just not working.
I don't get the cow colors, though.
Well, it's just, it's black and white, but it reminds me of the Gateway box.
But why? I don't know. Oh, I'm not even going to go there.
I mean, I guess no harm, no foul, right? You don't have to get these. So, I mean, leave them as exclusives.
Yeah.
I would rather these be the exclusives than, like, the actual, you know, movie-accurate version of War Machine be limited to 300 pieces somewhere. So, I don't know. I mean, I suppose, if this taking away resources from them making new figures, it's hard to say. So,
I think it's people who, like me, want to support the line and get them all, and just now are like, well, now we're kind of torn because we have so many at this point. It's like, is this going to be the one that breaks us? And for me, it is. I'm just like, no, I'm not getting that War Machine.
Welcome to the non-completionist. It's a little hard to take at first, but it gets easier as you go along.
You asked about their resources. They announced officially that they're going to be doing the Avengers line so we can get our Iron Man Mark VII and our modern costume Cap and hopefully a really kick-ass Hulk. But they also announced, in addition to the 1/6 scale like we have now, they're going to do 1/4 scale figures from the Avengers movie.
Yikes. So what is that, like premium format size?
Yeah, 1.5 feet tall. So, yeah, like, premium format is considered quarter scale. And with a base, those get close to 2 feet.
Yeah, but they're not saying figures, necessarily. They're saying 1/4-inch scale collectibles. So it could be a lot like Sideshow's quarter-inch scale things that we saw at Comic-Con that are more statuesque. You know, the Iron Man that we all thought was a little puffy-looking.
True, and you say collectibles, maybe they're just going to do a quarter-scale shield. I mean,
yeah.
Or in Hammer and things. You could have little miniature replica sets like what Corgi was doing when they had the Marvel license for a short time there before they went bankrupt.
Yeah, quarter-inch props, that would be kind of cool.
I can say that given the price of their 1/6 scale, I cannot imagine myself jumping in on a 1/4 scale. I mean, there's some nice 1/4 scale Sideshow premium format stuff, but I don't know. I don't know. I have to see the Avengers movie. If I were Hulk or Iron Man Mark 7, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Hot Toys, we're on a break right now. I'm not going to commit to your 1/4-inch venture here. It's like I want to break up, and it's going, well, what about that three-way? And finally, from Diamond, they've announced yet another set of mini-mates, but these I could actually pick up. They're based on one of my favorite comic lines ever. Peter David's The Death of Jean DeWolf Spider-Man storyline. You get Spider-Man with black costume, Jean DeWolf, Daredevil, Sin Eater, J. Jonah Jameson, a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent, Aunt May, and another S.H.I.E.L.D. agent with extra hair.
With extra hair. Now, I think these might have been, or some of these were on display at New York Comic Con, because I remember us talking about the Aunt May.
Yeah, they were out on the Comic-Con floor, but they finally revealed the whole set. And Jameson is hysterical. He comes with a Daily Bugle, Spider-Man, Hero or Menace.
Jameson is seeing some action figure love lately. He was in the Mini Mug set, and now he's a Mini Mate.
And speaking of New York Comic-Con, one of our listeners, Mitchell Hallett, he works on the podcast The IndieCast. And at Comic-Con, Mitchell had a bit of good luck in that not only did he get into the Avengers panel, but afterwards he got to talk to the Avengers. And he has an exclusive interview that he is sharing with our Marvelicious listeners right now. So here is Mitchell from New York Comic Con talking to some of the stars of the Avengers.
This is Mitch Halleck. You know, when you're at a show like the New York Comic Con, there are so many talented folks there. You just don't know who you're going to bump into next. And I had the great opportunity to be in the room with The Avengers, that's right, the new Marvel Comics movie coming your way next May 2012, and right before my eyes was Mark Ruffalo, the Bruce Banner for the new movie, Chris Evans, Captain America, the living legend, Tom Hiddleston, the star of Thor, and soon to be in the new Steven Spielberg film, War Horse, and of course, Clark Craig, the intrepid Agent Coulson of S.H.I.E.L.D., who has appeared in Iron Man, Iron Man 2, Thor, you name it, he is the man behind the scenes, and probably the ultimate hero in the Avengers saga. So I only had about one question with each of these folks, so as much as I'd like to talk to them further, they were very busy, and they had lines and lines of reporters bothering them, and like I said, it was on the fly, and you had to make it up as you go along and ask as what you can. But you're going to find out which real-life hero one of these stars would play, who's still a big comic book fan and going to comic cons, and which one of these fellas saw Raiders of the Lost Ark over 300 times. So listen now to the Avengers.
The leader of the Avengers, Captain America, Chris Evans.
Hey, if you had to play one historical... Oh, jeez, man. It's your super soldier serum that squished it, right? If you had to pick one historical figure in America's past that you haven't played, what would it be?
That's a good question.
A living person, like John Kennedy or somebody.
Okay, who I haven't played? There's a lot. Abraham Lincoln.
Seriously?
Who I haven't played? You said who I haven't played. You didn't say who I want to play.
Oh, who do you want to play?
You didn't lift that out.
That's my one question, Chris.
Right. Who would I want to play?
Yeah.
In America's past. God, who would I want to play? Who would I want to play? See, you said JFK. That's a great one. Because I'd love
wouldn't
to
want to be JFK. I'd love You're from Massachusetts.
I know. That's why
I'm from Connecticut. We got to do
saying.
The hometown boys.
You took it. I'd say JFK.
Yeah?
I'll take JFK.
All right. Well, I can't wait to see that movie then.
That's
hey, good luck, Cap.
Thanks, dude. Thanks.
Thanks.
The man from S.H.I.E.L.D., Agent Coulson, and Clark Craig.
Oh, you mentioned you were a big fan of comics. I heard you drop Jim Starlin's name in there. Is there one particular Avengers storyline that you might remember that you would like to see Agent Coulson become? Maybe the new Giant Man or the Korvac saga?
The Korvac saga, that sounds good. No, I was, you know, I had a moment where I was really into some stuff, and the things I was into were really Warlock. I was really into this one Warlock run. I was really into this guy, Iron Fists.
Oh,
it was during the 70s kind of kung fu stuff. His origin story was a big one to me. And I was really obsessed with the drawing of that and
who's
that
your
guy.
Favorite artist?
Starlin. I just thought he was amazing. I would draw that stuff for hours.
Oh yeah, you would want to be a comic artist.
I did for a while. Yeah.
Oh, cool beans. You still got your comic books?
You know what? When I was down in Albuquerque, they had an Albuquerque Comic Con.
Yeah.
And I had not had a chance to kind of really hang and move around, and I, you know, managed to put on like a baseball hat because there was a few girls and fans around. Right. And I went around and I bought up all my old favorites.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the ones I had, and I got copies of them all now.
Are they in plastic in a box somewhere? Or did you read them?
No, they're in my house. They're like right in the bookshelf. They're not, you know, they're not worth thousands.
They're worth a lot to you, though.
Yeah, they're worth a lot to me. Exactly.
Right.
Thanks.
Right. Good luck with the movie. Thank you.
The evil prince of lies himself, Loki, Tom Hiddleston.
I was going to ask one question.
Okay.
Oh, hi. I do a thing about Indiana Jones, and he searches for historical mythological treasures. In your own experience and thinking back, is there something in mythology that you yourself would like to find, the Holy Grail, Excalibur?
You know, Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark is probably the reason I became an actor.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm not joking.
30 years ago this year.
I must have watched it in excess of not just 30, but 300 times.
You're an indie fan.
I am an indie fan. Is there something that I would like to find? I think probably those big secrets are better kept secrets, in a way.
Okay, Area 51.
Yeah.
JFK assassination.
I wouldn't mind. I tell you what, I wouldn't mind knowing. I wouldn't mind seeing, knowing for sure if Shakespeare's plays were truly his own.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mitchell, for that awesome interview.
Congratulations.
That's pretty sweet.
And now we are bringing back
the Fantastic Forum Poll.
I have been really all into Spider Island lately, been picking up all the comics, and it's reminding me a lot of the Marvel Universe line, because it's about a city where everywhere you look, there's a new Spider-Man outfit. It's like the Marvel Universe line of figures. Hey, look, it's Spider-Man in black outfit. Hey, look, it's Spider-Man in slightly less black outfit.
This is what gave you the inspiration for Spider-Herc, right?
This is where I got the inspiration for Spider-Herc. But I took it to Facebook and Twitter and got a lot of replies, so I want to just make it a Fantastic Forum poll. If you could get just one Marvel Universe figure from Spider-Island, who would it be? I wanted a Marvel Legends-style Spider-Herc, but I want to know what the listeners want. Is it Spider-Mary Jane, who's never looked better than on that cover? Is it six-armed Black Panther? There's a lot of people to choose from in this, so let us know in our forums. And we have a link to that from our homepage. And also at our homepage, we're still giving away the Compound Hulk New York Comic Con exclusive.
In order to win that, you need to send us your best Hulk-ku, which is haiku, except as if Hulk wrote it.
You just need to post that in our forums, and we have some really funny ones so far. A couple of my favorites. The Toy Hoarder, great name, wrote Hulk Red and Green 2. Hulk parts green like Christmas. Sports fan gone angry. And then Darth Shaft also discussed colors. Hulk love purple pants, but Hulk outgrow them all time. Banner, buy more, now.
Some pretty stiff competition there. But we're not judging, we're just picking randomly.
Well, we're judging, but the winner is picked randomly.
You will not be graded on the quality of the Hulk-ku.
What you have to do is write a haiku either about the Hulk or in the Hulk's voice. It must adhere to the rules of haiku, so people who aren't posting actual haiku aren't actually entering. But if you post a Hulk-ku, then listen to our next episode, our one-year anniversary episode coming on November 15th, and find out if you've won.
You're going to want to get your hands on this Hulk. I've got mine, and it's pretty sweet.
So that is our show for this week. Thanks again to Mitchell for that interview.
So until next time, true collectors.
Make mine Marvelicious.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marvelicious Toys. If you enjoyed this podcast, please help our show by leaving a positive review for the show on iTunes. There's even more Marvelicious content at our website, MarveliciousToys.com. At the site, you can see pictures of the products we discussed, find checklists for Marvel toys, talk and trade with the Marvelicious forums, and much more. It's all at MarveliciousToys.com. we want to hear your thoughts on Marvel collectibles. You can leave reports of your latest toy finds as well as product reviews on our voicemail at 803-MARVEL-4 or email an MP3 or iPhone voice memo to show@marvelicioustoys.com. Marvelicious Toys is produced and edited by Arnie Carvalho. Podcast enhancement by Barrett. Marvelicious website design by Jason. Graphic design by Justin. Announcements by Brock. The Marvelicious theme song, Bam Pow Kablam, is composed by Joe Harrison. See more of Joe's work at www.StarWarsFanWorks.com/Lion's Mouth. If you also like Star Wars Collecting is covered weekly at our other podcast, Star Wars Action News, which you can find at SWActionNews.com. Marvel Comics and all of the Marvel Multiverse contains are the intellectual property of Marvel Entertainment Incorporated, a subsidiary of the Walt Disney Company, and no infringement is intended. Marvelicious Toys is a production of Venganza Media Incorporated, copyright 2011, all rights reserved.
I don't have a microphone.
Whoa.
She only has two turntables.
Yeah.
That's where it's at.
I'm gonna beck this out. Squirrel poo.
He's so freaking cute. I found, did I tell you about the taxidermy guy, Justin?
No.
I found a guy that does custom squirrel taxidermy, and he'll do it however you want. Like, he makes, like, commando squirrels, and I could get him to do a squirrel pull, but Arnie said no.
That's kind of creepy, a real squirrel.
Yes, it is really creepy.
It would be epic.
Didn't janitor on Scrubs yes. have a whole squirrel army?
And yes, janitor, that is his name. Very good.
Not the janitor.
Just janitor.
Janitor.
The toy collecting has been very Sisyphean lately.
Whoa, what? Yeah.
So guess who got a new dictionary?
My word of the day calendar. Either that or I need a shot of penicillin.
I hope not, because that's bad news
for
me.
I got my Sisyphus again. I get for hanging around dirty toy aisles.
Wait, quick, someone say penis. Oh, I just did.
It's better than getting a case of Clamato or Clamato, however you want to say it.
We are 45 seconds into the show.
You're the one throwing around 10-cent words, man.
It's been very... Collecting seems very Sisyphean lately.
So how big is he?
Like 18 inches.
Whoa, really?
Well, maybe 12. I'm bad at doing that, you know? Man, Matt. He's 9 inches tall, just like all the other mini-mates.
Oh, brother. So I was kind of dumbfounded when I walked into Walmart the other day and actually saw
a person with appropriate clothing.
Yes. I mean, her halter top came almost all the way down to her midriff. No, but I'm glad to have Rocket Raccoon in my hand, even though the only thing that moves
that
on it
sounds
is
really
tail.
Dirty.
Yeah. Do you have your Rocket Raccoon in your hand often?
That did sound a little bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's you know, it's a... Well, all these bald guys without shirts look the same to me. And that's not the first time I've said that this week.
Blue Oyster Club?
I don't know what that means.
Oh, what? Seriously? Justin,
come on,
were you just...
You haven't seen any of the police academies?
Oh, it's been a long time.
Oh, I smell a now playing retrospective.
You know, now's your chance to get it, and you get a bonus head this time. And then we get
Marjorie
to move on
giggling.
To...
I am sorry. I must have, like, penis on the brain or something, because I'm giggling over that.
What are you guys doing over there?
You can see me, right?
There's a reason why my webcam isn't on, I guess.
Wow. Let's try to rein this back in a little bit, shall we?
Sorry, that made me laugh.
Here's the problem. We can no longer watch Two Broke Girls before we record because that show is foul. That show is foul. I love it.
It makes me dirty girl.
It's like Two Dirty Girls is what it is. And it puts my brain in bad places because any line you say, they will find an innuendo for on that show.
It's like hanging out with my brother.
I'd probably like your brother. See
for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, is he then food innuendo little guy?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Merv the Purr.
We always know what you mean, Joey.
Oh, that's going in. You send your brother a link. All right. So let's figure 23.
All right.
Really? Your mom didn't make up stuff like that?
No.
Oh, I know yours didn't, Arnie, but...
She just smoked cigarettes and drank rum. Are you chewing gum?
No. I had a gummy bear, and then, like, that last swallow, I'm like, that was loud.
Yeah, great. Now you're going to get in trouble, Justin.
Sorry. But the paint is great. I mean, I like the way they put some red around his eyes, so the vacant non-pupil having eyeballs stick out a little bit.
Red eyes, no pupils. It's my mother, the action figure.
No, she's missing the rum accessory and the vodka on the rocks.
Ball hip joint, the ball hip joints. Wait, how is that different from those big-headed ones that we talked about before?
Because he's not the big-headed one.
He's not big-headed, and he's about twice as tall. I would say he's a foot.
So by a foot, you mean he's 6 inches?
Yeah, this didn't go well last time.
You see this? Or my camera's not on. I'm holding up to my screen. My camera's not freaking on. I'm like posing him and doing all this Well, Marjorie was drawn like gravity to this display case at Midtown
Comics. Like moths to a flame.
Yeah.
How about that?
Okay. I was going for a planetary reference.
Ah. I get it. Or so perhaps you should have said, like, the moon to the Earth's gravitational pull.
Like the pulling of the tides. Marjorie was called to this display case. But it is a Mini-Mate Max.
A Maxi-Mate.
He is a Maxi-Mate, yes.
If he lived someplace, would he live in a Maxi-Pad?
He might.
On weekends.
Mi Magnum Eo.
Oh, yeah, those are available in America now.
Yeah, I said 18 inches originally. According to online specs, he's 8.
We've talked him down to 8, folks. Started the bidding at 18, got him down to 8.
Well, they make a Max Sentinel also.
Are you opening your erasers?
Yeah, I was trying to do it quietly, but...
Good luck.
I don't...
Do you have a pencil?
Just looking for one.
Quaker.
Artist.
Just rub it. See if it like does erasery things. You know, it peels or whatever.
I'm trying to decide who I want.
Just rub it till something comes off.
That's what she said. All right, I'm going to sacrifice the Nick Cage here. Let's see.
Ghost Rider or Nick Fury, did you mean?
Yeah, these aren't going to erase. Nothing's rubbing off.
Rub faster.
Rub harder.
Rub harder.
It's all in the wrist. I can swallow a repaint for $7. I mean, I can swallow 4 inches. I can't swallow 12 inches.
Oh, we should have let him finish that thought.
I couldn't stop laughing.
He was about to say he can't swallow 12 inches.
Well, Justin, can you swallow 12 inches?
I don't know if I can, I even want to try.
We got to do better than Arnie because he can't swallow 4 inches.
Oh.
Think before you speak.
That's got to be in the outtakes. I want that cleaned up. I want it isolated. I want it with reverberation.
You want it as a ringtone.
Oh, okay.
All right.
My app hurts a little bit. All right.